how many in this room have really been to quite a bit of this teaching and really understand reprobate and really see that they want to get free from it? They don't want to believe any of the lies of the devil. Everything that God has for anybody, he has for you. Okay? And he wants you as free. And you know that you're ready to tell the devil whatever area he's trying to hold you in a lie. You want God to break through tonight supernaturally. You can't do it. God has to do it. But you want God to break through tonight and totally deliver you there. Now, you got to have the revelations and the stuff we've been talking about. You need to also begin to see if there's any area after the prayer tonight that still bothers you. Don't pretend it's not there. When something's gone, it's gone. Like I got free from grief and sorrow. I never sit around feeling sad about my daughter dying. I talked to the lady in the bank and shocked her yesterday. Call it shock evangelism. Because they all look at the book. Oh, she's so cute. So what happened? A tree branch went through her head. Oh, it's okay. God healed me. It's all right. But the truth is, when it's really over, it's over. When it's really under the blood and you're delivered, you know, it doesn't hurt anymore. If it still hurts, you're not free, folks. If it still bothers you, you're not free. What you need to do is recognize that and don't fake it. See, one thing that I learned to get free is to recognize. Just like when I talk about the thing about cruel. I'm not cruel anymore. I'll say mean things, and I never really give them to a lot. But just little edges on some of the things I was saying made me say, God, why do I say this? Why am I unkind here? And God starts showing me this stuff, okay? And I don't mind telling people because I don't have shame. I don't have kindness. I know I lived in a fallen world, and I know the devil did a good number on me. And so I'm free enough to say it, so confess your sins to one another, and God's faithful and just to forgive you of them. I know I'm forgiven. I know I'm loved. I know I walk in an awesome place with God that I just wanted to get greater and greater, and I just have so much fun with him, and he's wonderful. And see, I see my wickedness, but it's not mine anymore because I'm sending it back to the devil because that's not who I am. Because I'm righteous in Christ. And I turn from the reprobate thinking. I turn from the spirits involved. I ask God to heal any little kid in me that might want to hang out there. Because that's not me. You know, if part of my personality is stuck there, then you better just get over it tonight and get on over into this woman of God. And that's just the way it is. And so whatever thing Satan hits you the hardest with, that's where he is trying to hold you. That's where you call him a liar. Because everything about your Christian walk really is based on who you believe. It's really based on that. And belief is something that's real. When you really believe something, you break through to it and it's yours. If you don't believe it yet, you're still believing the devil and the reprobate spirit, and you need to keep going after it till you break through. When there's a breakthrough, you don't fight it anymore. I really, really don't worry about finances anymore. The last couple months or really weeks, and the things God has shown me, that C-H-E-M-O-S-H thing, and that tapes out, by the way, I don't worry about it anymore. Do you know how freeing it is with all those bills I got to pay? I don't worry. Why? Because I know that God's going to do it, and I'm not making it up, and I'm watching his hand in it, and it's exciting to me now. I'm actually excited to see how he does it. I was so excited when there was $20,000 more in the bank than I thought. That's too cool. You were all used to usually seeing things bounce and wondering where we missed it the other way around. So it was really nice. Because if this was in reverse, this could have been really bad. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray it first, that all the stuff we heard tonight and we hate, we're going to get free from. Okay, I want y'all to say, Lord Jesus, we've had it with reprobate. We want to be completely free. We want every kid in us to get free tonight, to grow up and mature, to be a mighty man or woman of God. We want to move into the deeper things. And we want you to set us free from the spirit. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, that entire list that was read tonight, even if there's a drop of it left in my heart, I want it out. I want to be holy and pure. I want to live for you. Father, I choose right now not to believe the condemning spirit of the enemy. That because of sexual perversion, I'm so bad. I break the power of that lie. Woo! And I will get free. And Holy Spirit, heal that part of me that feels so defeated. I'm believing for inner healings tonight. They don't have to be called out by Cindy, because you know exactly the healings I need. And you know that I believe you, God. And I'm ready to move into the mature things and be used for your purposes. So I renounce everything of reprobate. I break the power of that hold. And I choose to be free tonight. In Jesus' name. Can we have the freedom thing? And hit it so it plays over and over. I think you can do that on the iPod.